Let's talk about political violence. In 2013, ODRC Counselor Trevor Clark told me that Americans are not permitted to advocate violence. More recently, a federal judge said we are only allowed to advocate political change through peaceful means. I'm assuming that peaceful equates with nonviolence. All of this indicates that poor, deluded hierarchies believe that political violence is not legitimate. So, what exactly is political violence? According to my dictionary, violence is the exertion of force to cause harm or injury. That's the violence half of the political. My dictionary defines political as of relating to the affairs of government. So that's the political half. We put that together, and I think we have a decent working definition of political violence. The exertion of force to cause harm or injury of or relating to the affairs of government. So there we have it. Poor, deluded hierarchies keep telling me that the crux of the problem is my belief in political violence, my belief in the exertion of force to cause harm or injury of or relating to the affairs of government. And I'm not quite sure what hierarchies mean by that. If by believing in political violence, they mean I believe it is real and it exists, I would say that I know political violence is real. This is undisputed. To not believe that political violence is real is like...
This call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility and may be recorded and monitored.
I believe in gravity. I believe political violence is real. If by believing in political violence, hierarchies mean I believe political violence works, I know it does. So do the sociologists who write textbooks that demonstrate how politically violent movements gain demands or concessions more often and have far greater success than nonviolent movements do. That's a fact. So we're back to believing in gravity and political violence. If by believing in political violence, hierarchies mean I think political violence is a legitimate means of struggle, I do believe in political violence. But the fact of the matter is, every poor, deluded hierarchy who recognizes the legitimacy of the United States of America also believes in political violence, and I can prove it. The United States of America gained recognition of its independence from Great Britain in the Treaty of Paris in 1787. In that treaty, Britain ceded the 13 colonies and the rights of discovery related to all lands west of the Allegheny Mountains. In essence, Britain recognized the United States as an independent, sovereign nation. At the Treaty of Paris, Britain ceded that independence to a group of famous dead guys who were termed the Founding Fathers of the United States. In reality, these so-called Founding Fathers were cop killers and terrorists. Not only were they cop killers and terrorists, but they were good at it. Consider how those cop killers and terrorists gained their independence from Britain. George Washington led a rebel army outnumbered by the legitimate, recognized government forces, so they engaged in guerrilla warfare, shooting the redcoats in the back. I'm not attributing any value judgment to that. Whether shooting redcoats in the back was right or wrong, I'm simply pointing that out that that's what they did. So, at the Treaty of Paris, the legitimate government of the 13 colonies, Great Britain, sat across the table from cop killers. But there were also terrorists present on the American side. Consider what is now referred to as the Boston Tea Party, a contingent of American colonial rebels in secret, dressed up as Native Americans to disguise themselves. Then they raided British government ships. Those violent rebels overwhelmed the government's guards, tossed the government's tea into the harbor, and burned the boats into the sea. Pound for pound, this so-called Boston Tea Party was the most devastating act of economic terrorism on U.S. soil in history, until the attacks on 9/11. That means the world didn't produce more effective terrorists than Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, or Ben Franklin, you know. The slave owners whose faces are on your money, until Osama bin Laden came along more than two centuries later. By that standard, Osama bin Laden should soon appear on American money or have his face carved into the side of a mountain. So, if you recognize the legitimacy of the United States of America, as most deluded hierarchs do, then you recognize as legitimate the political violence undertaken by the cop killers and terrorists who sat across from the British government at the signing of the Treaty of Paris in 1787. And that means poor, deluded hierarchs, whether they like it or not, are in perfect agreement with the political violence is real, effective, and legitimate. We only differ, perhaps, in the question of when to employ it and against whom. But since Ohio prison administrators are totally inept at shutting me down, I should have plenty of time to persuade others to my way of thinking. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from somewhere inside the American torture complex. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at his new address at seanswain243-205. P.O. Box 45699, 1724 State Route number 728, Lucasville, Ohio, 45699. To read some of Sean's writings and learn more about his case, check out seanswain.org. Crazy, 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 crazy.